the first page of our manifesto. We're saying today it will be the first line of our first budget. We're going to cut the deficit every year. And there is nothing in our manifesto which is not costed and paid for and fully funded. You're not going to get the kind of unfunded commitments we saw from George Osborne over the weekend. You won't get that from Labour.
So he will remember to talk about the deficit this time, Mr. Balls, as opposed to a few months ago when he forgot.
Well, the reason I'm on your show this morning is because this is the most important thing we're saying in our manifesto today. Right. People have got a right to know what we're going to do to change Britain for the future. And people want to know that we can have a better future by cutting tuition fees, more free childcare for parents, raising the minimum wage,
wow,
stopping the abuse of zero-hour contracts. But all those things have got to be costed and paid for.
Yes.
We can't save the NHS on an unfunded promise from George Osborne, who won't tell you where the money's going to come from. But
so,
everything in our manifesto is paid for.
So to ensure that, in a Labour budget, you can guarantee then that you won't increase any tax rates or freeze, lower or abolish any tax thresholds to cut the deficit. You can promise me that?
Well, of course I can't promise you that, because you know our policy...
So you could be increasing tax rates or abolishing tax thresholds?
Hang on, Nick. Our policy is to increase the top rate of income tax from 45p to 50p for,
yes,
people earning over £150,000.
Which the IFS has said won't raise that much.
Well, I think it will raise an important amount of money. I think, you know...
What's an important
even the
amount
IFS
of money, Mr. Balls?
Well, it will raise many hundreds of millions of pounds. It costs £3 billion.
So you don't actually know how much it will raise.
Well, it all depends upon the behavioural effect.
Gosh, you're the Shadow Chancellor and you're talking about hundreds of millions of pounds. You don't actually have a figure to hand. This, as the IFS say, they believe, it will raise really nothing of any substance.
That's not true at all, actually, Nick.
Well, tell me how much it will raise, Mr. Balls.
The amount of money which was given to people on the highest incomes was £3 billion. I think that was totally unjustified. We're going to reverse that £3 billion tax cut for people on the highest earnings. There's a debate which people try to claim, if you cut the rate, that therefore people then choose to pay some more. And that is all very complicated by the fact there was lots of forestalling and people postponing their bonuses from one year to the next.
Okay.
The thing which we know is that people on the highest earnings will pay £3 billion more, and the net effect will be many hundreds of millions of pounds.
Yep.
But that will depend upon these behavioural things, which you and I don't know because we're not clairvoyants.
Right.
But the question you asked me was, can I commit to getting the deficit down every year without some changes on tax? And the answer was no. But on working people, we're not going to raise VAT. We're not going to raise national insurance. We're not going to raise the basic and the higher rates of income tax. I think working people have paid rather too much in tax. They've been hit very hard,
okay,
at a time when people on the highest incomes got a tax cut. And
so
we're going to do things in a different and fairer way.
Let's move to another area. Can you guarantee there'll be no above-inflation rise in fuel duty?
We will not go back to the fuel duty escalator, which...
So you can't guarantee that, then?
In the mid-1990s. It's not part of our strategy at all to have above-inflation rise in fuel duty. So, no, that's not what we're going to do.
So you will not have above-inflation rises in fuel duty?
No.
You can guarantee that?
I'm just telling you that that's not what we're going to do.
Yes, so you can guarantee that?
Yeah, that's not what we're going to do.
Okay, cool. No freezing or lowering of national insurance thresholds?
I said to you, there'll be no rise in national insurance.
No freezing or lowering?
Well, there'll be no increase in national insurance.
I understand that, Mr. Balls. No
freezing or lowering, Nick, is a way of increasing national insurance.
So
and I'm not going to increase national insurance.
You won't do that.
I've just said that.
Good. And what about the 325,000 inheritance tax rate threshold? What would happen with that under Labour?
Well, we don't think that what the government did this weekend is the right priority. What they've done is for a very small number of the states, only for people with houses over £650,000, they've given a £1 billion tax cut. Somebody with a house at £2 million will get £140,000 in this tax cut this weekend.
Right.
And the Institute for Fiscal Studies have said this is a tax cut which goes to a small number of very wealthy people. Now, we were the people who increased the threshold from 300 up to 600 when we were in government. So I'm always keen to do more to help people reduce inheritance tax burdens. But at a time when people are under such pressure, working people, paying VAT, I don't think spending £1 billion on the very highest estates is really the right choice. We'll use the money instead to cut tuition fees to £6,000 for students. Of course, don't forget, the Tories made this promise on inheritance tax back in 2005, 6, 7, 8,
so,
and 9,
so, 10. So you're not changing
it? And then didn't
it.
Deliver it.
I'm confused. So you aren't going to lower the 325,000?
Lower it?
Yes.
No, the
Or abolish it? Or you're going to increase it?
There's no question of lowering it or abolishing it. What I'm not going to do is give David Cameron's tax cut to a very small number of very, very wealthy people.
You won't like that. Okay. So it could be increased.
That was what I was explaining. So I was explaining why. Well, look, in government, we did increase it. We increased it faster than inflation, and we allowed couples to swap their inheritance tax, to share their inheritance tax allowances, which is why it went for a couple from 300 and whatever up to 600.
325,
so, you know,
isn't it?
Yeah, well, but at the time it was done, which was 10 years ago.
Oh, right.
So I'm not against trying to do more to help people to reduce their inheritance tax bills, but the thing which the IFS showed us this weekend, 90% of estates would be unaffected by what David Cameron and George Osborne announced. This is a very large tax cut for a very small number of really wealthy people.
Right.
And that can't be the priority when most of your listeners will get no benefit from this. The vast majority of your listeners will get no benefit. And when there's lots of people worrying about whether they can afford to go to university.